This show is a legal advertisement, and it is intended to provide general information only. It is not intended to provide specific legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. You should not rely on general legal information instead of specific legal advice regarding your specific circumstances. Follow-up contact does not create an attorney-client relationship and does not constitute legal advice.
Time now for the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Heard weekly on stations all over Colorado. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are Colorado injury attorneys. But for the next hour, they'll answer questions and provide advice on any legal matter, including wills, real estate, bankruptcy, contracts, and more. Call in now. 303-713-8255. That's 303-713-8255. And now, here are your hosts, live in the studio, Gary Bell and Brad Pollock.
A big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that streak.
Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in Brewer, England in studio today. Gary's on a little bit of a day off, enjoying himself somewhere. I'm not certain where, but I know this early, maybe he's still in bed.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know that's where I'd be if I was if I wasn't doing this show. We are the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We've been around for the last 20, 25 years, something like that. We are here to answer your legal questions. If you have legal questions you want us to talk about, we'll try and find you help. If we can't answer them on the radio, most of the time we can't give a thorough response on the radio. We get your number and we call you back and we talk about it. We are personal injury lawyers. We've been personal injury lawyers for the last 25 years or so. We've had the law firm of Bell and Pollock since 1984, so I guess it's the last 40 years or so that we've been personal injury lawyers. We will represent you in your personal injury case. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another or as a result of another failing to do the things they should have done, you need to talk to us. We're going to talk to some about what you need to do and what you don't need to do when you're doing these type of cases. But, you know, one of the things that is important is to talk to us. Let us get involved in your case very quickly. We can give you a legal game plan. That's the whole idea, is to give you a legal game plan. That's a copyrighted, trademarked matter or phrase. Bell and Pollock prides itself on the fact if you come in, we're not going to be we're going to be talking about the value of your case, but the value of your case has to be, depend on the legal game plan as far as how you legally should approach your case and what you need to do, what you need to learn. Somebody says, I'm going to tell you what the value of your case is. If they don't know the other side's insurance coverage, they can't tell you the value of your case. If they can't, if you haven't reached maximum medical improvement, it's hard to tell you the value of your case. But we're going to talk about all that a little bit on matters today. If you have a question on other matters, please call us 303-713-8255. That's 303-713-8255. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Not a political show, so we won't talk politics, but we'll certainly talk about your case or about your friend's case or somebody else's case or what you're facing and what you might be able to do. And like I said, if we can't figure it out, we'll figure it out during the week and we'll get somebody in. So, Brewer, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good this morning. It's beautiful outside. We got clouds for the first time in what feels like a year. It's 70 degrees and we're in the radio.
Yeah. I mean, what more can you ask for at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning?
Maybe pancakes.
We're going to talk about that in about 20 minutes. You know, different places to get pancakes. We know which one we endorse here on the show. Of course, that's Caitlin's, and you all know about Caitlin's. If any of you have listened to us, you know we talk about them quite often. And we're going to talk about them at the half hour. It's funny you say pancakes because I don't like eggs, so I'm a pancakes fan.
I know I've heard that about you. Yeah, I'm actually more of an eggs guy, but pancakes sound particularly nice right now.
Yeah, they do sound nice. I mean, you know, we got to talk about Caitlin's about getting some up here during the beginning of the show, and then it would really be a rotten show because
we'd be full eating ourselves. I'd fall asleep.
Yeah, we wouldn't be paying attention. But a nice cup of coffee and some some pancakes sounds pretty good. Maybe some bacon with that. Yeah, now you got me going. Well, let's talk about we've been talking about a series, and one of the series we're talking about is how to ruin your personal injury case. And you know, we've talked about some of the things there where you can ruin your personal injury case, and we've talked about failing to seek immediate medical attention. We've talked about not documenting the scene and your injuries. We may talk some more about that. We've talked about ignoring medical advice and missing appointments. And we talked last week a lot about talking to insurance adjusters without legal representation. I want you all to think for a minute. Do you think that if I went, or if I've got some experience, do you think if a regular person just that doesn't deal in this went down to the insurance company and said, look, I want to start handling your phone calls for injured people or people claiming they're injured, and I want to be, just take the phone and talk to people. Do you think the insurance company would just say, come on in, sit down, no training, no watching how you do, no anything, just sit down and talk about it?
I really doubt it.
I really doubt it. So what you have to figure out is these insurance adjusters are trained.
Highly trained. They know what to do. They know what to say. And they know what they're trying to get you to say in a way that can hurt your case. Because at the end of the day, if they do a good job, your case will be worth less than it was before they talk to you.
And you know, when they say, well, now we want to record this, you let us record it. You know, what do you want to say in response? You stop thinking. They say, well, we can't take your information. We can't adjust your claim if we don't record it. We've got to be able to record it so other people can listen to it. Well, who else do you think is going to listen to it?
Everyone who has control over the value of your case.
And now, do you think the insurance adjuster is told as they're being trained? Do you think in training, the insurance company tells the insurance adjuster, now make sure you can pay as much money as possible when somebody calls you?
You know, I've actually heard that's what they train.
Yeah, and they say, you know, now make sure when you're hearing what they're saying and you get it all figured out, add another 50% on that. And here you go.
Because why not? Because that's how insurance companies stay in business, is by paying more than they should.
Yeah, because they go, well, you know, we'll add all that on there because we know there's, the lawyers who say they can get 5 times, 10 times, 100 times, 200 times the amount that the insurance adjuster first offered. And that's pretty amazing because the insurance adjuster is going to offer the highest amount possible plus 50% of that.
Really, everyone wins in this situation.
Everyone wins. Do you think that's what's happening?
No.
So if you've been in a crash and you've been hurt and you are needing help, the first thing you want to do is call Bell and Pollock. You know, call Brewer. He's a Bell and Pollock. Talk to us. Let's talk about what you've got going. And that's 303-795-5900. And, you know, make an appointment. Come in. Let's talk about your legal game plan. Let's talk about what can be what you want to do and how you want to address getting full and complete and 100% compensation for your injuries. Because this little scenario, Bruin, I just did here, I can promise you the adjuster is not wanting to do that.
No, the adjuster is not your friend. And they are constantly trying to set up pitfalls and traps for you to fall into. And it can be nice to have someone who's well-versed in how they work and how to push them back to help you maximize your claim.
So you want to talk to an attorney. Now, I've always said that doesn't mean you pick up the phone and you call the attorney from the crash. I've just been in a crash, and the first call isn't to your spouse. It's not to your parents. It's not to your children. It's not to anybody. It's not even to the police, or it's not to the ambulance. It's to the lawyer, right?
No, that's a little silly.
Exactly. It's a little silly. And that the promotion to do that is not something that you want to do. And you need to be able to talk to an attorney in a due time. That's why we leave you with certain things to deal with at the scene of the crash. And one of the things we deal with is we have a flyer. We have a document, a little folder thing that's got some information in it that tells you what to do in the event of a crash. Now, I know you can look that up on your phone, but a lot of times your phone is slid off the seat and is underneath the seat, or you're trying to look at your phone and you're trying to get your wits about you on what to do. Instead, why don't you just contact Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, or championsofthepeople.com, and why don't you get from us the little folder we've got that'll talk to you about what to do in the event of an accident that you can put in your glove compartment. Yeah.
It'll be there all the time. You'll forget about it, and then it'll be there when you need it.
And it's free of charge. Let's take a break. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some other things you might do to ruin your case that you can avoid if you give us a call. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in Brewer England studio today, talking to you about ways to mess up or ruin your personal injury claim. And you know, we're not talking about some kind of devious way or some kind of devious thing you need to do. We're talking about how people legitimately get hurt in car crashes.
Yeah.
They get hurt in these kind of incidents. I mean, we've dealt with them for years, bro.
Every single day. Every single day. People get really hurt in car crashes that they have no control over. And the fear is that, you know, you've been through something traumatic. You've been through something that's going to affect you for a long time or maybe forever. And then there are ways that you know, not knowing any better because you've never been through this before, there are ways that you can really hurt your case, really hurt your ability to get compensation for what you've been through.
Right. And you know, I tell people all the time that it's the single most dangerous thing most people do every day is they get in their car and drive. I mean, when you start thinking about driving, you start thinking about how many people on the road are rookies, how many people are on the road have just turned 16, how many people on the road have other things going on, how many people on the road are talking on their phones or have their attention diverted, how many people are watching, doing something with their child in the baby seat in the back or dealing with other matters or looking away for one reason or another, how many people are doing other things while they drive and multitasking. And how many people on the road are doing that while they're going 30, 40, 50 miles an hour?
Or 60 or 70 or 80.
I mean,
it's a dangerous thing. And we take it for granted because we all drive in our cars all the time to get anywhere. That's how we are here in America. We drive cars. But, you know, it's important to remember that this is a pretty dangerous thing, and humans have been around for a long time, and cars have been around for like 120 years, and we ought to take them seriously. It's a metal box going really fast down a road next to a bunch of other metal boxes going really fast down a road.
Right, that eventually can hurt you.
Yeah,
when the really fast comes to a screeching halt, and when it collapses your car and gives you other problems. So one of the first things we want to talk about today is what posting on social media. And, you know, I'm not really good at posting on social media. As a matter of fact, I would dare say I've never posted on social media. Never. At all. I'm very serious. I can take a picture off my phone or something, and I don't know how to get it on social media. I don't want to know how to get it on social media because then I'd be too tempted to start putting all my stuff on social media.
I am from a different generation than you, but I dare say I might be just as bad about posting on social media as you are.
And that's something that you have to think about. Posting on social media is the equivalent of going to the mountaintop and yelling and screaming about what you're doing.
Right. And whoever wants to look at it can. And that includes your friends, your family, your loved ones, and insurance adjusters.
Now, I get up every morning, and when I get up in the morning, I go and I fix a cup of coffee, and I sit down at coffee, and I hit that little F thing on my phone that means Facebook, and I start looking through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that's not all social media. There's a lot of other social media, but I start looking at it.
You know who else does that?
the insurance adjuster.
In the office with a cup of coffee every morning. And yes. And this is something that usually gets a giggle out of the new client I'm talking to when I explain this to them. But there are people in the insurance industry, and their job is to come in the morning and look through people's social media and find their Instagram and find their Facebook and find their whatever you have. And look and see what pictures you posted. Look and see what posts you posted. And, oh, wow, this person's on the beach, and it looks like they're surfing, but I know they claimed they had a lumbar back injury, so why are they surfing?
And what's really happened, and all you people are going to get mad at me, but it's really happened on this at that point, is the person went to the beach to try and relax. They went out there. They were going to lay in the sun and everything else. And you're saying, okay, somebody can have a lumbar injury and go to the beach.
Right.
And it doesn't mean they can't walk. And they're going to walk through sand, but they got someplace close where the sand's hard and they didn't have to go very far. But nobody's going to show all the difficulties they're having doing that.
No.
I mean, that's not something that people put on social media. Rarely. I'll say every now and then, but rarely do I see things on social media where people are looking and saying, look how bad it is for my loved one, or look how bad it is for my friend, or look how bad it is that they're having to do all these things.
No, they're posting, look at how much fun we're having at the beach.
Look how much fun we're having at the beach. So they say, smile, and you smile, and they get a picture of you on the beach. And sometimes they say, you ought to go out and try to get in the water. I know you're in pain. I know you can't do anything. I know you couldn't carry one thing down to the beach. I know you couldn't. You had to take a painkiller just to be down here at the beach. But why don't you go try to get in the water and see if the water will make you feel better?
Well, you know, have you ever had a bad day and you're not feeling so hot and you're in kind of a bad mood, and someone tells you to say cheese for a picture, and you force a smile and you smile anyways?
That's right.
And a week later, when you look back at the photo, what do you see? Just a happy guy.
A smiling, happy guy who doesn't look like they're hurt. Or somebody's gone out in the water and they take a picture of you out in the water because it's so amazing that you got there that they take a picture of it.
Right.
And then they post it on their social media. And, you know, that's what you have to think about social media. Sometimes it's not just on your social media. It's on other people's who've friended you. And that's the things that the insurance companies are looking at.
Yep. We have seen before that someone can be careful with their own social media, but they fail to consider the fact that their friend is the one who takes pictures of everything and posts it everywhere.
That's right. So you have to be careful about that. You have to be careful what you have on on social media and what you're posting. Another thing is that you need to avoid posting about the accident, your injuries, activities that might be misconstrued. And we just talked about activities can be misconstrued, but you're saying, well, why can't I post about the accident and my injuries? Well, you know, the thing is that you haven't been talking to your attorney to talk about how you're going to identify and how you're going to explain what happened to you and what you say. And I can guarantee you that, you know, probably at least half the time, somebody's going to say something that it gets misconstrued. So you have to watch what you put on social media. You have to be careful about what you have on social media.
Yeah. I always like to say, you know, the best way to be careful is to just not do it at all.
And that's exactly right. I have a good idea. Let's not post on social media. Let's not go out and try to talk about it. Let's not try to explain it where you post some of it, but you don't post all of it, and you don't have everything this guest said. And do the insurance companies know this? I've yet in the last 10 years yet to get a set of interrogatories. That's questions the insurance company can ask us, and a request for reduction. That's the information they can ask about our client. I've yet to have them not say, give us access to your social media.
Every single time.
Yeah. And they've said, now don't you erase anything from your social media? Don't you take anything off your social media? And that's the way they find other people you associate with, other people you do things with. And once again, I'd say 99% of the time when I'm watching social media, they are talking about accomplishments. They're talking about good things. They're talking about the fun in life.
We don't get on social media to talk about all the negatives. We don't get on social media to talk about our injuries and how hard it is to go down the stairs in the morning or how we feel when we wake up in the middle of the night and everything hurts. We talk about the nephew soccer game and we talk about going to the beach.
Yeah. And so and we don't talk about all the difficulties there are in getting to the nephew soccer game.
Yeah.
Or in going to the beach or what you do at the beach or the fact that you've just laid in the sun and that's all you did and how much you actually missed out. You missed out on not being able to do things because you don't talk about, hey, here's the banana boat. And you notice John is not on it because he wasn't capable of doing it because he was too injured. Nobody says that.
No.
That doesn't happen. So when you start getting to social media, you need to get off social media. You need to wait and turn your life into privacy and have that privacy be something that protects you, not only your personal injury claim, but also on your life. Because there's times when you don't really want to be telling anybody and everybody where you're at, what you're doing. You're at the doctor. You're doing things or you can't do certain things. You're in a frail condition. You don't want to be doing that, and you want to get yourself in a situation where you have put together privacy, and you make sure you're okay. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back. We're going to talk about settling too quickly. I know a lot of times lawyers are talking about how fast they'll get your case settled. Like last week, we said that's relative. So we're going to talk a little bit about the relativity of fast versus slow and settling too quickly. You listen to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. You can call us at 303-713-8255 if you have any questions. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Brewer England in the studio today. Gary Bell's out. We're talking to you about ways that you can ruin your personal injury claim. Not ways to, you know, oh, let's be devious and run around these things and set up the claim. It's ways that you can do things that don't show a true picture, that don't explain what you're really going through. And that's a hard thing to do.
Right.
Before we talk about that a little bit, I want to talk about Caitlin's restaurant. Normally we'd have Eric talking to us. Eric's a little predisposed right now. The restaurant, I guess, has got a little bit of business down there. Maybe our ads are working.
But maybe.
Wouldn't be a bad thing to do. Get people out to breakfast. And that's what it is, folks. Go out to breakfast. It's Saturday morning. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, go out to breakfast. Go out to brunch. Go out to eat between breakfast and lunch, or go have a great lunch. You can do so at Caitlin's. You can't go wrong going down there and having something good to eat. They're at 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. That's at Mississippi and Colorado Boulevard. If you get to Mississippi and go Colorado Boulevard, go one block east on Mississippi, and you're going to find Caitlin's restaurant on the left-hand side. You know, I went down to Caitlin's the other day and had a little something to eat, and I noticed they had these cards, and I was talking about it a couple of weeks ago, where people can make statements about how good the breakfast is, and I got to tell you, and how good the lunch is. You know, don't forget they do lunch, and people were raving about it. I mean, the cards are fantastic. They say great things about Caitlin's restaurant and how people are happy with Caitlin's restaurant and how they want to be down there and they want to enjoy the food. It's got a nice atmosphere. It's not a commercial, run-of-the-mill, everyday restaurant where you have the chain restaurants and the chain foods. It's not a place where, although you can get your food to go, it's not a place where you're going to drive up and get a breakfast sandwich and be on your way. You can get a great breakfast sandwich, but you get to sit down and have a nice atmosphere and a nice time at Caitlin's restaurant. I'm looking at their churro pancakes, and, you know, I've never had their churro pancakes, but I can tell you from this picture I'm looking at, I will be having churro pancakes within the next week or so.
That sounds pretty good. We were talking about pancakes earlier this show, and now a churro pancake sounds pretty fantastic for this morning.
Brewer came in and said he needed some pancakes, and, you know, that's one thing I get concerned about Caitlin's. They don't deliver pancakes to me when I want them here up here at the radio station. Now they do deliveries. They've got their things with all the different delivery services, and you can get your food delivered to you. You can call in and have them make it, and they'll make it to order, and you can pick it up right if you don't want to have it delivered. And they're with all the different companies that do that, Chow Now and all the other ones that do that. But so you can get deliveries,
just not us.
But for some reason, we can't seem to get them out of the goodness of their hearts to just send us their food. I've had that problem with all the restaurants.
It would make it a little easier to get up and get here at 7 in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah.
If there were steaming pancakes here.
If I knew I was walking into a studio with steaming pancakes.
We would probably also have a much worse show.
Instead, I walk into a studio with the lights out and with the computers not on and the monitors not on. And we get a great board op. Shannon Scott's our board op, and he does a great job. We got to be happy with him. He's giving a little wave to everybody. But you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Now, this Saturday, today, there's a one-hour show on KOA, 8 o'clock, How Insurance Companies Try to Beat Your Claim. And that's an important thing to listen to. We are on at 10 o'clock every Saturday on a pre-recorded show, except for when we get preempted by football or by special events. We're on today, so listen to us. In Steamboat at 8 o'clock in another 20 minutes or so on KBCR 96.5, you're going to listen to Finding an Injury Attorney, How You Find One. I can tell you, if you're in need of an injury attorney, you found one. Give Brewer a
couple
call.
Of them
give
right
Brad
here.
A call. 303-795-5900 or championsofthepeople.com. We have been championsofthepeople.com forever. A lot of people like to grab that champion's name nowadays. We have been championsofthepeople.com for over 25 years.
Basically, as long as .com's been around.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Don't get it confused. Call us and contact us. And Craig at 8 o'clock in about 20 minutes, you're going to get car accidents and your injury. How do you recover? And in Colorado Springs at 11 o'clock on KRDO 105.5 FM and 1240 AM, you're going to be able to listen to a pre-recorded show on injuries and effects of the family, or effects on the family. Injuries and effects on the family. Let's get it right. And we do these shows to make sure everybody's educated. They know what's going on. It's not a one-minute commercial or a 30-second commercial saying how, you know, oh, it's fantastic, how great we are. And we think we're great. We think we can do a great job for you, and we think we can give you a fantastic game plan and get you on your way and get maximum recovery for you as quickly as possible. But we do these shows to make sure you understand and you're educated and you know what's going on. So, Brewer, as I did that, we talk about settling too quickly.
Yeah, you just mentioned how we can try to settle things quickly, but we don't want to settle things too quickly, and neither do you. I like to talk about how, and it may not be the best description of it because there are multiple pockets we can go for, but at the end of the day, it feels like we have one bite at the apple. And by that, I mean that, you know, we do what we do and we get things settled out. And when things are still hurting 10 years from now, or you need another surgery 10 years from now, we don't get to go back and ask for more. So it's important that we oftentimes take our time, get patient, let things develop, get a real crystal clear picture of everything that's going on. And that way we can try to maximize what we can do for you and make sure that you're actually properly compensated. You know, the insurance company benefits from now, and they benefit from, you know, well, maybe even before you get an attorney, but even if you get an attorney, we can get you money right now. You can be done. You can put this behind you. You can go on with life. And they'll give you an offer. And sometimes that offer might seem attractive at first, but I promise you, they're trying to get you to settle quickly because they know you might have a better case than you think you do.
And 9 times out of 10, that's a mistake to settle that quickly. You know, you've got to know what your injuries are. You've got to know what your future holds. You've got to know what's going to happen to you in the future and what kind of medical care you're going to need in the future. Now, I'll also point out, I go to trial and I get a trial and I go to trial and I get a verdict where the jury says, here's $100,000 for you. Now, unfortunately, in the commercials, that we see a lot of times. $100,000 doesn't sound like much money because we get people talking about, oh, they recovered millions, they recovered this, recovered that. Well, the first thing is first, let's all talk about it. To be able to collect large amounts of money, there has to be large amounts of insurance.
Right.
Okay. So you want to be able to learn what the insurance is, and you want to be able to learn what their coverage is and what's available.
That's one of the first things we try to figure out in a new representation is what is the insurance that's available? What about the person who's at fault? What about your own insurance? And those numbers dictate a lot of what we do.
That's exactly right. There has to be the insurance there. So that's one of the things when you're trying to value your claim and learn how much it's worth. When you come in and talk to me, I can talk about what kind of insurance you have for yourself.
Right.
And we've talked many times on this station about getting yourself UM and UIM, uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage, and having as much as you can afford. And I understand budgets are tight, so you know, and nobody's chastised for not having it, but get as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side is I can't tell you, even if that's going to kick in, until I learn
what the other side has.
What the other side has for insurance. Now, we have a thing called DORA forms where you can, once you learn their insurance, you can fill out a DORA form, you can send it in, and the insurance company then has 30 days to get back to you.
Right. They have to provide you the policy.
And they have to provide you the policy, but that's going to take 30 days.
Right.
Now, sometimes the insurance companies respond within a week and a half. Sometimes there's an adjuster, and you can call up the adjuster, and you can say, what's your limits on this? But the idea is when you call the adjuster and say, what's your limits, you don't take their word for it.
No, because you need to see the piece of paper.
You got to see the piece of paper. You're not calling the adjuster a liar. You're not saying the insurance company's a fraud. All you're saying is, I've got to do my job, and my job is finding this out. And finding this out is part of my job of valuing your claim.
Right.
Okay. Now I've got to get this information. But let's say I go to trial and I get a verdict for $100,000, $1 million, whatever it might be. And I get it and the verdict is 4 years old. The case has been going on for 4 years. So they got here 4 years back. I get 9% interest per year, compounded yearly.
It's a pretty big deal when a case has been going on. We've seen pretty big interests at the end of a case.
Right. And a lot of times that's a motivating factor for insurance companies to resolve your case
right.
2 or 3 years down the road, because they're adding on the value of your case an additional 18%, 27%, or whatever the length of time it is.
Right. Well, and especially as you approach trial and realizing that this case has been going on for 3 or 4 years, and we may be able to save $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 on the verdict if we go to trial, but what's that going to matter if we're facing 27% interest?
That's exactly right. Now, has that helped you when you've had to live the 2 or 3 years in pain, in injury, maybe disabled, maybe not being able to work? Has that helped you with respect to the money that you didn't have for the 3 years? No, it hasn't helped you.
No.
And so we're well aware of that, and we pay attention to that. But that's part of what is part of deciding what your case is worth, what you have to do, and deciding whether you're settling too quickly. Maybe you're settling too quickly. Maybe you're not settling fast enough. You need a legal game plan. And that's where you call Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900 or championsofthepeople.com. We're going to take our last and final break for the day, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Brewer England in studio. We're here to talk to you about your personal injury matters, or to have you contact us, or to talk to you about what happens in the event of your case and things you want to figure out in the event of a crash. If you're in the crash, it's a significant, it's a terrible event. It's something that you don't wish on anybody. Unfortunately, they happen. There's cars out there. There's drivers out there. Accidents are going to happen. The question is then, can we get you recovered? Can we get you taken care of? And that can be personal injury on a number of matters. It can be a slip and fall. You know,
yeah.
You know, for the most part, I like to think that merchants and people keep their property safe, but it still can happen. There can be a mistake, and those mistakes lead to injuries. And when those injuries happen, that's why the insurance man knocks at your door.
That's why we have insurance in the first place.
Exactly right. And so it's something that needs
to be done. Because everyone is bad actors. It's not because when you go to the store, you know that the store, you know, purposefully doesn't take care of the floor, that they purposefully leave water unattended, that they purposefully make messes. It's not why people don't purposefully run into each other in cars, but it happens.
That's exactly right. It happens. And so when it does happen, somebody gets hurt. And that's why we buy insurance. You know, when you stop to look at insurance, insurance, everybody has insurance, and insurance is to take care of people when they are hurt. And so you hope that you're able to get the maximum recovery. You're going to get maximum recovery if you contact Bell & Pollock, because we've been doing this for 40 years now, close to 50 years, 40 years, 41 years. So we tend to know our way around the block, know what's going on. Now, tomorrow, there's going to be a 30-minute injury show in Steamboat Springs on KEZZ 94.1 and a number of other stations. We're going to talk about injuries and finding insurance. And in Craig at 7 o'clock in the morning on KRAI 93.7, we're going to talk about injuries and finding insurance. More pre-recorded shows. Most shows that Gary and I go into the studios and we talk about this and we try and educate people. And then we buy time on the radio to be able to have people listen to what's going on the shows and how they can protect themselves and how they can get recovery. And in Colorado Springs tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. on KRDO 105.5 again and 12:40 a.m., it's Your Injury, Your Money, where we talk about how a lot of these injuries can equate to some kind of recovery and some kind of money. So we're talking about different things you can do to ruin your personal injury case. We talked about settling too quickly, which is a relative term. Some cases can be settled within the first 6 months, 10 months, 11 months. Other cases are going to take a year and a half, 2 years to figure out, or maybe longer.
Every single case is different. Sometimes because of the injuries and because of the insurance coverage, every single case is different. We may be able to settle a case in 2 months. We may be able to settle a case in 2 years.
That's exactly right. And sometimes settling it in 2 months means getting policy limits on a policy that's so low that you've got catastrophic injuries,
right,
and there's next to no money on the policy, and so people are being undercompensated.
To be honest, generally, I would much rather see the cases that we're patient on, because that means we think we have enough coverage. If you have got $1 million of medical bills and you're going after $25,000 of insurance coverage, it'll get done quickly.
Yeah.
But you won't be compensated.
But it won't be compensated. And that's where you listen to our, for you and Steamboat and Craig, all of you listening up there, that's where we have an office in Steamboat, so we're very handy to be contacted. But that's why we've got an injury show that we're doing for 30 minutes on the radio on injuries and finding insurance, trying to find the coverage, because that's what insurance is for. Now, we also talk about, and we only have a few minutes, we may but extend this over to next week too, but we talk about how you need to keep your lawyer informed.
It's a big deal. We thrive on information, and something that really helps us is knowing exactly what's happening with you when it's happening. You know, it can be something as simple as your new symptoms that are flaring up or things that are changing in your life, or it could be something as important as you've gone to the doctor today and they've recommended a surgery. These are things that we need to know about. And they greatly affect your case. And if you give us notes on these, then we can help you with them. But if we do not become informed about these things, then we're left in the dark, and it's harder for us to assist you.
And I got to get to know you. You know, I need to know what you're having to do in pain, what you're not doing in pain. I got to get to know your family a little bit. I got to know about your family life, what it is. I don't know if you get up on Saturday mornings and just lounge around the house, or if you get up on Saturday mornings and you go work out.
Right.
And I don't know if the injuries have destroyed your ability to work out, or if you can lounge or if it makes it so when you lounge around the house, you can't do it anymore because you're in so much pain, you can't sit up. I don't know if your Sunday morning is get up and turn the TV on and watch Meet the Press or something else and see all the TV programs, or and you can't do that anymore, or what might be going on in your life.
Your injuries and your circumstances might affect you differently if you have a couple of kids that you have to wake up in the morning and take to school.
That's right. I don't know if you're having to get the kids up and get them to school, or if you're having to work with them late at night or into the evening hours over their studies and trying to help them with their homework, which, you know, nowadays that's a dangerous thing to be helping kids with their homework. You can try and get the tutors and the teachers to do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty young, and I already feel like I'd be ill-equipped to help a child with their math homework.
Yeah, especially in high school when they're starting to talk about all those different
courses. Replacing numbers with letters.
Yeah. I didn't think numbers and letters were ever supposed to be together, and next thing you know, there they are. But the thing is I don't know your life, and if you're not keeping me advised, if you're not keeping me informed, we have forms for this. We have documents for this. We have items where we ask you to tell us what it hurts to do and what it doesn't hurt to do. I don't know if it hurts you to try and shower and wash your hair because you can't put your hands up over your shoulders because your shoulders and your arms are hurting you. I don't know what is going on with respect to being able to cook and if you have the energy to cook after a long day because you've been living in pain and trying to work in pain because you need the income. Because
right.
You can't lose it. I don't know if special accommodations had to be made or if you had to buy special accommodations for your work without you telling me.
Right.
And without you keeping notes. I don't know if you missed out on your daughter's volleyball game because you weren't able to see it because you were in too much pain and you couldn't get there.
But if you tell us, we can help you.
If you keep those letters to your lawyer, your information to your lawyer, that allows the lawyer to address the issue. And like I said, we've got forms for this. We've got information for this that can help you. And it's important. And, you know, as we close, I'm going to talk to you about delaying legal action. Not necessarily bringing the lawsuit. Yes, you get the lawsuit done. You've got a statute of limitations. You got to get the lawsuit done within a statute of limitations. But I'm talking about delaying legal action of getting to a lawyer and delaying getting the lawyer on board.
I said this was silly earlier. You know, we're not asking you to climb out of the car after the wreck and immediately call Bell and Pollock. There are people to call first, but you know, the moment that wreck happens, the clock starts ticking and things start moving, and the insurance company is on it. And you know, the decisions you make immediately after your crash and all throughout the life of your claim, all of those decisions are important. And so, you know, waiting 4 or 5 or 6 months can change things drastically for you.
Last week, Gary talked about a statute that doesn't even allow the adjuster to talk to you if you're under care for a while. They had to put a statute in to stop that.
Because, the insurance adjuster will meet you at the hospital.
So contact Bell and Pollock and let us protect your rights. You've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Brewer, England in studio. Y'all stay safe, take care of yourselves, and we'll be back next week.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Shined upon her head.